Bow 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. It's a Wee Family Wednesday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Family issues, we bring them to the table, we talk about them, and you get the help. Straight like that.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, what we got today, Miss Jess?
All right, we have a letter from a lady. She needs some help. She says, Madhouse Nation, my husband got his side chick and me pregnant at the same time. Mm. She says, I was so hurt and I couldn't deal with it, so I left. He's been trying to get me back ever since. Apologizing, sending gifts, talking to my family members, trying to get them to talk to me about taking him back. Well, the other day, he called and told me that his side chick lost her baby.
She had a miscarriage.
She had a miscarriage.
Wow.
And now we have an opportunity to really start over because now he has no ties to her. I'm not going to lie. I love and miss him. I am so confused. What should I do, Madhouse Nation? Should I take him back?
You the woman in the situation. What you going to do?
In situations like this, right, you often think with your heart, right? And I tell people this all the time. Your heart is made to love. So your heart is always going to see the good in people, and it's made to love. At this time, you really have to be smart and think with your head, your mind, right? And so there was a reason why you left. And you have to just think about all of those things. You all have a history.
Mm-hmm.
You were married to him. You share a child. Do you really think that he's going to do this again? There was a reason why you left.
Yeah.
There was a reason why people get over cheating and things like that. But you left. So you can't forget that when making your decision. So, I would keep that in mind when trying to think about this. And my advice to her would be to think with your head. Really sit down, weigh the options, think about why you left, think about what you all have been through with it throughout the years, and do not think with your heart. Think with your head in this one.
Marriage in itself is a tough entity. You know what I mean? It's like having two or three jobs because you got to work at it every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what they went through in their marriage for him to step out or for her to step out. You don't know what was going on in totality. Now, where they're at right now with his side chick losing the baby, and I think he does have a point that he has a chance to rectify this. Not rectify, but he has a chance to step out and do something and do it again and try to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
We're all human. We all make mistakes. We all fall short of God's glory. So she has to find it in herself and find out what's right for herself.
Yeah.
It's not about him anymore. It's about the woman in this situation.
Now, my other piece of advice to her is do not rush it. Take your time. While he's sitting up here and saying, take me back, take me back, take me back. I want to be back. I want to be back. Don't you dare rush that decision and rush back into this relationship with this man.
Time.
You take your time in this situation.
Because she's already had time away from him to see like what she really wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking she has some time to think about, hey, if this is what I want to do, if this is the move for me.
Yeah.
What you got, Burp?
Y'all trying to avoid my answer?
No.
Go ahead with your ignorant answer.
From a male standpoint, it's a joyous day in the neighborhood.
Really? Really?
Man, it's not no joy when somebody loses a child, Burp.
Oh, okay. You think? That's the side chick. I guarantee you, he told her, I don't want you to have it no way. Come on, let's be real. No, serious, we laughing.
No, we're not laughing, Burpy.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
The struggle is real.
Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too.
You know the struggle is real.
If it's a problem, I can't figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yeah, the struggle is real.
All right, right, today's We Family Wednesday letter reads, my husband got his side chick and me pregnant at the same time. I was so hurt and I couldn't deal with it, so I left. He's been trying to get back with me ever since. He apologizes, sends gifts, talks to my family members about getting back with him. But the other day he called and told me that the other woman lost the baby. And now we have an opportunity to really start over because he now has no ties to her. I'm not going to lie. I love and miss him. I'm so confused. What should I do, Madhouse Nation? Should I take him back? Let's go to phone lines. Power 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up?
Let him stay gone. Don't let that miscarriage be the reason she take him back.
Burpee, why you smack your teeth?
Because, man, some females do feel like that. But let's be honest. A lot of females are petty. And the woman who actually is in the relationship with the man, some of them will stay with the man just so the other female don't win.
Mm. Let me ask you a question. How in this story does this woman become the petty one?
No, I'm not saying she's petty. I'm going based on my answers off of Madhouse Nation. Okay. A lot of people are going to call up here and say, oh, let him go. He should stay gone. And when a lot of them are with a man that cheated on them and had a baby with a dude, had a baby with a side chick. They're just not being honest. Let's just be honest.
570-WPG, man, call in. It is the We Family Wednesday inside the Madhouse.
Not all of them, though. Not all of them.
It's Charlotte's favorite dysfunctional family. What up? I understand.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. High today is going to be right in the 93, 75 degrees. It's a We Family Wednesday inside No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse. Should she stay or should she go? What's the topic, Ms. Jessica?
So we have a lady who wrote in saying that her husband got another woman pregnant. She left, and then her husband called her to tell her that the side chick lost the baby and that he really wants to get back together with her because he says he now has no ties to that side chick. She wants to know, what should she do? Should she take her husband back? Power 98, good morning.
Yes, I would stay with him until I got that load. And after that, it's on.
He's
going to get to take his own medicine.
Is that what you're
going to
do? Good morning.
Hey, this man has Nathan that was calling to comment on the lady. I feel like she should stay with him. They don't have no ties. You know, God give it, and he do take it away. You know, but at the same time, if you love him and you can actually get past that woman really don't want him no more because the baby died. She feel like, I ain't got no ties to this man. I can date this guy that died. She want to date whoever she want to date anyway. A little selfish part of me feel like that lady kind of glad that baby died.
Well, you know what? In this situation, I do think you have to consider the other woman. You have to think about the other woman. If she did have a miscarriage, does she still have some type of emotional attachment to your husband? Does she still want your husband? Is she still going to be trying to pursue your husband? You have to think about that.
Oh, that's an easy answer. Hell and no.
What do you mean, hell no?
She ain't got no attachment.
Good morning.
Okay, well, you know, it's all a difficult subject to be touching on anyway. You can't really say that she can't, you know what I'm saying, go back to him. Because I done been through the situation. I'm not married, but I got kids with somebody that did the same thing to me. So it's really, to me, it's difficult because you can have strings and be attached to this man and want to take him back. And when you do take him back, it's something like you will never get over. You know what I'm saying?
Easy to slide back in there.
Oh, yeah. Pout out again, good morning.
If she naturally lost the baby, I would go back to see if my heart was still in it. But if he was thinking maybe if we, in quotations, lose the baby, I can get my wife back. Maybe if that was something that he worked up on his sleeve because he knew he did something wrong. If I got clarification that they mutually decided to not have that baby, then I don't think I could go back.
You think he done called out-of-town shooters? Out-of-town shooters! In-town shooters bring in-town problems. Pod 98, good morning.
I feel where Burpee is coming from. It's like people, you know, staying with people just so the other person don't win because they do it all the time. However, in this situation, I feel like she should give him a second chance because it is her husband. They're married. They're not just boyfriend and girlfriend. And he made a mistake, and maybe they can work through their problems. I'm all about reconciling, especially when you're married.
All right. Thank you for your comment. If you didn't get your comment in, you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780. It's a We Family Wednesday.
Live from Planet Fitness, Judgment Free Zone Studios.